with Subsist. So, you know, I want to start off by saying you're awesome. You know what I'm saying? I just came back. I'm a Buddhist, and I just came back from a discussion meeting that we have, you know, on a regular basis. And, you know, I wasn't going to go. It's easy not to go. It's easy to fail. It's easy to not do what is needed to get to your next level, right? It's easy to sleep in. It's easy to sit on the sofa. It's easy to use your remote control and turn the channels. It's easy to say no. It's easy to, you know, not plan your meals. It's easy to just eat whatever is in front of your face. It's easy to not have conversations that will help move a situation forward. It's easy to ignore it. It's easy to be silent. And that's what the quote-unquote opposition is looking for. The opposition, which is anything that is contrary to what we need to do as women, is contrary to anything that we need to do as humans. It's contrary to our betterment. To lull us into laziness, right? And I'm not saying that relaxing, I'm not saying that, that taking a knee, I'm not saying that needing a reprieve, you know, from stuff and resting and meditating and thinking and quiet and still is bad. There's nothing bad about it. It's all just beautiful, good stuff. What I'm saying is when we prolong it, when we wallow in it, when we are able and capable of doing more and we don't do it, but we want more. In the back of our minds, we want more. We may not know how to get it. We don't know. Something is stopping us from going after whatever it is we want to go after. And it's easy to do that, right? So it's easy to decide you want to have an AI life versus a real life with real people and real situations. You know, a curated life where you feel like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to have an AI person in my life. I'm going to curate my life as artificially but comfortably as possible. And I'm saying that because I saw that this woman was in love or something with this AI character that she created. And, you know, that's her life, right? And when it comes to her social. So this is not what I came on here to say, but it's what I've been moved to say when I, you know, when I hit record. What I wanted to say, I hate people tell me I have to do something. We have to remember our power. Remember who we are. And if we never knew to remember it, we knew it at birth, right? There's a lot of things at birth that we would do, right? At birth, we would explore things without bias, without fear, without judgment. We touch different things, different surfaces. We'd put different things in our mouth to try to understand what it is. We'd put it on our faces. We walk in it, we stomp in it, we jump around in it, we're laughing. And as we get older and the world is telling us, no, don't do that, don't do this, we mute some of our creativity. We mute who we are. We mute being exploratory, right? And as we get older and older and older, and we have to conform to all these different kinds of laws and rules and you know, unspoken criteria of life, well, you should not do this and you should not do that, we end up, well, I'm going to say this, I've ended up becoming fearful about how I am perceived. And as much as there's a part of me that don't give a, you know what, a F-U-C-K, I'm trying to stop cussing so much, oh! About what people think, there's another part of me that knows that it's not so much what I want to do and what I think of myself as much as how are people going to perceive it and how would it affect me in taking care of my family. Okay? So, if I'm not conforming or look like I'm doing certain things a certain kind of way, will I be shunned? Will people say whatever? And people are always going to have something to say. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, for real, for real, for real. But when it becomes something that affects my move out of the street. Why are you guys in the street?
Hi.
How you doing? But why are you standing in the middle of the street?
I didn't know you were behind me.
It doesn't matter who's behind you. This is for cars. Okay? So if you're going to be in the street, stand to the side because everybody's not looking out for you. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously, people are not going to look out for you. They may have to say, they may have bad brakes on their car, right? They may be distracted. And then you get hit and you get hit and you get hit and you guys are in the hospital, you're dead, you're paralyzed because you decide you want to stand in the middle of the street. Okay? So if you stand to the side, be aware of your surroundings, because there's no reason why I should have come up behind you that close and you ain't even know I was there. I think you were ignoring me, weren't you? Okay, don't stand in the middle of the street. Y'all do that all the time, and I don't understand why y'all do that. Who told y'all y'all can stand in the middle of the street? Don't do it. Do you want to just get hit by a car? No, you don't, right? Don't your parents love you? Aren't they going to miss you? Aren't they going to be sad if something happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to be able to ride your bike, or you want to be in the hospital laid up somewhere all with broken bones?
Ride the bike.
Right. So think about it, okay? You guys are smart. No, my other car's in the shop. So this is a rental car. I have to pick up my other one on Monday. All right, but make sure, come on, we love y'all. We want y'all to grow up. We want you to be healthy and strong and contribute to society. And you can't do that if you lay it out in the middle of the street, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kids on the street. So anyway, you know, we just have to remember who we are. We have to remember that we are the masters of our own lives. And it's hard. We were talking about something in our discussion meeting today. How do you deal with jealousy? How do you deal with envy? How do you deal with this, you know, these different things that we deal with as human beings? And somebody was talking about how to deal with jealous or something. And then I was like, wow, I couldn't put words to what I was feeling until today. That's another reason why I'm glad I went to this meeting. I always benefit from it. And I seem to always benefit others as well, per what people say. So the exchange that we have as a community is phenomenal, right? But what I realized, I'm envious of who I was. I'm envious of how I was able to move and do whatever I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted. I mean, you know, within the law and within, you know, certain limits, of course. But my flexibility and agility as a person who was, you know, I don't want to say without children, because I feel like I could still move and groove when I had kids. But when I partnered, and I use that word very fucking loosely, okay, when I married, which is supposed to be a partnership, which is supposed to be a merger of intelligence, a merger of resources, a merger of desires, a merger of ambitions, a merger of even fears that we help each other with. Instead, it became something that continuously comes up in the things that I say, continuously comes up because I'm still getting over it. And also, I have to say this, because I deal with him every fucking day, I'm triggered by his ass. I have to figure out, and I need to talk to somebody about, how do you manage triggers when you see that shit or deal with or interact with it every goddamn day? Okay. So what I was told by some of the people today in the community is that I have to remember and know that I am who I was. Of course, I have, you know, different restrictions and criteria and stuff like that. You know, I got kids, I got da-da-da-da-da. But I'm still who I am. I'm still that person. And I just have to, you know, peel back some layers, remove some stuff or whatever, and remind myself of that. Because really, all it is, they say, all that is making you feel that way is fear. And I'm not sure what I'm fearful of, because I so desperately want to be at a certain place. Not necessarily where I was. I mean, I would definitely take it. I ain't gonna lie. I had a good ass life. You know, I want my sons, so I can't go back to that, right? And I want my husband. I want my friends. I want my maturity. I want my knowledge. I definitely would take my old metabolism. But, you know, I have all that I was is still there. It's just buried underneath a whole bunch of bullshit and pain and fear and worry and projections and false narratives and all the things. And so we talked about how our mind, and we all know, we know this intellectually, but we have to remember how powerful our mind is, how powerful it is to heal and take us forward, and it's pliable. And then our heart, our true intentions, our true intentions. And I'm trying to, I know my intentions when it comes to my kids, but it's a part of me that doesn't really see my future the way I want to. Like, I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing now? Like, I have a feeling, I have a little bit of an understanding of it, but I don't see the big picture as much. I see the big picture, but I don't see it long term. I see something short and impactful. I don't see anything that, I don't see the long term by doing it for a long time, right? Like, I don't see 20 years from now for me, right? I see 4 or 5 years from now, and that might be okay, right? You know, you have a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan, or whatever. I don't want that to be death, though. I want it to be something that I continue to move forward doing. I want to live a long time because I want to see my children. I want to experience them in all the different phases of life. I want to experience my husband and when we have less stress, when we're not thinking about, you know, finances and coordination of efforts and resources and all the things. You know what I'm saying? So I really want that. I want that, you know. And as I'm saying this, I'm starting to realize that that can be the long term. But we just have to remember who we are. You know, we have to remember that we have so much power, so much light, so much love, so much knowledge, so much everything. You know, we're women. We are women. We are women. We give life. People come out of us. You know, yes, the egg is fertilized by a man or a sperm. And I'm not taking anything away from the powerful, you know, ejection of sperm into eggs and helping it penetrate eggs and all that kind of stuff. But the baby grows inside of us. We're responsible for how that child is nurtured when they're in us. Right? And one thing I learned, because I always wondered, why is there so much famine? Why are kids, you know, dying around the world? I don't get it. And it's because when you're in your mom as a baby, when you're before you're born, your mother is your incubator. We know this. This is why we have to eat certain stuff and do certain stuff and don't eat certain stuff so that we don't pass it on to our child when they're inside of us. But also, they get in the best of us. So if they need the calcium, they're going to suck the calcium out and your bones and teeth are going to be brittle, right? If they need whatever they need, they're going to get it. It is a perfect setting for that child to receive everything that they need. But when they come out, that's when there could be deficits. And that's why we see so many children dying around the world, because it's like, as sad as it is, it's like, you know, we have to feed our children, not just food, but also feed them love and knowledge and security and safety and all the things. Who came up with that? All the things. I like that because it makes me not have to say all the things. I say all the things so I don't have to say all the things. Okay, well, this is a little bit of a multi-subject situation. I got some new software that I use. It helps me kind of divide stuff up, so I think I can figure that out and not have these multiple topics in one but episode. Also, I think I'm going to move everything to YouTube just because, you know, YouTube and TikTok. But TikTok might be getting ready to get gone. But anyway, all right, well, that's all I got to say about that. Just remember how powerful we are. Anything that you feel like you used to have that you want is still there. You are still there. You just have to come out from underneath all the trash that's been thrown on you and on your dreams, all the, I don't know, tiramisu residue. I love me some tiramisu, and I love me some key lime pie. You know, just any of this stuff, just accumulated, good, bad, and indifferent, and has muted who we know ourselves to be. You know, our inner child that they always talk about trying to pull back out. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's still there. You know what I'm saying? So take some time to go find her and invite her back into your life. That's my mission. That's my mission. One of them. Shit. All right. That's all I got to say about that. I'm out. Peace.